But an amazing encounter between this blind man and Jesus. Jesus, who is the Son of David, Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus, who is God, the same God that we heard about in the first reading when Ben Sirah was recounting the marvelous creation. That same God who, in the response to a psalm, we are reminded creates everything. At his word, all of creation comes into being. At his word. It was at his word that this man was healed. This scene comes just before Jesus enters Jerusalem into the temple for Palm Sunday. This is where we are in the scene of the gospel. This crowd following Jesus and this amazing anticipation of the triumphal entry. And we have this crowd, probably the same crowd that was hollering and screaming, "Hosanna in the highest." The same crowd that probably shifted to crucify him. The fickleness of this crowd that was following Jesus, we see the fickleness in that crowd today. "Be quiet, don't bother him. Leave him alone," the crowd said to the blind man as he was crying out. But then they switched. "Get up, he's calling you." This blind man knew Jesus was coming. And he didn't listen to the crowd that was trying to quiet him, to get him to stop. He knew the power of who this man is. With great faith, great confidence, he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Kyrie eleison is what he would have said if he was speaking in Greek. The same words that we say at the beginning of every Mass. "Have mercy on me, have pity on me." Because we are this blind man. Sometimes we're the crowd. Sometimes we try to protect Jesus and we don't want anyone to interfere with him. Sometimes we're encouraging people to come closer to Jesus. But we are this blind man. And the question that Jesus asks him, he asks each one of us, "What do you want me to do for you?" Have you allowed Jesus to ask you that question? Certainly he knew. He's God. He knows everything. But God doesn't just want to heal. He wants to heal you. He wants to draw you into a relationship with himself. And he wants you to entrust yourself to him. So if he has asked you, or when he has asked you, what will you say? What do you want Jesus to do for you? This man's answer in some way should be the answer for each one of us. I want to see. I want the spiritual blindness gone. I want the eyes of my heart to be open to truly see you as you are, who you are, so that I can see who I am through your eyes. I want to see. This is the invitation laid out in front of each one of us today and every day. And then sometimes we need the encouragement of the crowd, the encouragement of the church to get up. Because Jesus is calling each one of us. He is calling in the present tense. He didn't just call you however many years ago. He's calling you right now, today. Jesus is calling. Have courage. Get up. What comfort, what security blanket have you built around your life? And just deal with the things in your life as they are, thinking, this is just how I am. Bartimaeus could have been that way. His cloak was all he had. As a blind man, left on his own to make his way in the streets, his cloak was everything. How often do we cover ourselves with a cloak, protecting ourselves, trying to sustain ourselves, supply for ourselves? When Christ invites us into a relationship, we necessarily have to throw off all of the comfort zones, all of the things that we collect in our life to make life easy and comfortable. With courage, fortitude, spiritual guts, what Mother Angelica would say, the guts it takes to follow Jesus, we have to be willing to throw off, to make ourselves weak, vulnerable. That's the condition Christ needs each one of us to be in, so that he can heal us. Go on your way. Your faith has saved you. Your trust has saved you. And the response of that man should be the response of each one of us, that we follow him along the way. We ask for the grace to have that confidence in who Jesus is, trusting our weaknesses, our fears, our anxieties, our difficult marriages, our troubled children, our financial insecurities, whatever it is that we're carrying, whatever it is that's making us blind. We have confidence to lay it at his feet and to throw off anything that's covering us that we think we need to survive in this world, so that we can be with Jesus. We can hear him ask the question, and we can entrust ourselves to him, so that like this blind man, it can be the same for each of us. Our faith has saved us. Let's go on our way, by following him along the way. Amen.